In Somalia, radical Islamic group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a government base in Mogadishu yesterday, which killed 7 people, including 6 guards. The political leader of the group, Sheikh Hussein Ali Fadao, has warned that more attacks are coming. Last week, the group captured the town of Johar, just outside the capital, and raided a UNICEF compound in the town, which was the main hub for the provision of humanitarian supplies and vaccines to the central and southern regions of Somalia. We spoke to Deputy Representative of UNICEF Somalia, Hanan Suleiman, about what impact this would have on humanitarian efforts in the area.
Our compound still remains within their control as of today. Now, the issue is that we also have in that compound what we call the immunization cold chain, which is basically refrigerators and freezers where we store the vaccines for all of Middle Shabelle region and Benadir region where Mogadishu sits. So the vaccines and the nutrition products that are in our Johar compound are for the children and women of that whole region. And our vaccines are now destroyed because the generators have been shut down or looted by the group. Basically, what this means is all the NGOs that we are supporting with vaccines and with nutritional feeding items for malnourished children, as soon as they run out of the supplies that they have in their medical facilities, there will be no more supplies going to these health centers, MCH clinics, and so forth, because all those supplies were stored in Johar.